Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello, my friend, and welcome to the 487th episode of the Sales Podcast. I'm Wes Schaefer, the Sales Whisperer, your host. Today, we're diving back into my book, go through a couple of chapters there. Got some tips for you. This will be a little bit shorter. I hit you back-to-back with two episodes. Matthew Pollard, great guy on selling and networking as an introvert. He's been a great guy to get to know. And then my jiu-jitsu brothers, Elliot and Daniel. So they came out with their jiu-jitsu sales book that I've been enjoying as well. But they both did book releases last week, and I told them I'd support them and release their episodes on their launch dates, which just happened to be back-to-back. So I'll give you a little bit of a break here. We'll go a little bit shorter, but I think there's still some good info in here to help you grow your sales. That's why we do that, right? So I will be in Phoenix next week doing an on-site for a couple of days with a client. It's good to see things opening up. California is officially opening up bars and restaurants. Chicago is. Interesting how the timing of all that works out. But we won't go down that rabbit hole. But let's just say I'm not surprised. I did predict it in writing. It's on my Facebook bookie profile, but you know, I think things will open up here in 2021 rapidly. What I fear is we've had the a delay, a quarantine on evictions, right, in real estate. There, things don't add up. So one of a couple things will happen, right, when the boot is lifted off of our throats. Maybe the economy just explodes to the upside and all this pent-up demand and frustration and hope springs eternal and we just are moving and grooving. Or we realize how rotten things are underneath. So many restaurants and small businesses closed and, the government throwing money at it and suspending, a moratorium on evictions. You can't just keep doing it. Something's going to break. I think we're going to have a rough time in 2021. But either way, right, you need to be prepared. As long as you are good, as long as you are solid, as long as you have good skills, you are disciplined, you're doing what it takes regardless of what comes your way, then you're going to weather the storm. Okay, yeah, you might get battered and bruised a little bit, but you're going to weather the storm. Okay, so I want you to be tough, resilient. Know that you've got more in you. Okay, it's not always fun going through the crucible, but you are proud when you get through it. Okay, you saw we say about the Air Force Academy, it's a great place to be from. I'm glad I made it through. I don't know if I'd want to do it again, but I'm glad I made it through. This Tampa Bay Frogman Swim, I've done it now. 5 times. And this last year was the hardest. It was a new course because of COVID. We had to go the landing, the finish line was at a different place, couldn't get permits because of COVID. So it was a longer swim. We had more wind, more chop from the very beginning. We don't normally have harder current. It sucked. Okay. But I'm glad I did it. I'm glad I pushed through it. So, don't ask for easier times. Ask for the strength and the resiliency to handle tough times. All right. So that's where we are. So today's chapter, at least the first one, is you cannot climb a smooth mountain. When you're in your respective valleys that life throws at you more often than you think it should, it's good to keep in mind what it really takes to reach the pinnacle of success. If you'd like to climb to 29,028 feet, you can do one of two things. go to the nearest airport, plunk down $199, plus baggage fees and security fees and food fees and fee fees. What a bunch of feces, huh? And in about 90 minutes, you'll be at 29,028 feet, enjoying a book, a movie, a nap, the crossword puzzle, a little sip of your favorite beverage, along with 154 other flip-flop-wearing, overstimulated, under-focused, non-journey-enjoying travelers who are either temporarily going where they want to go or temporarily escaping where they are tired of being. Or go to the gym daily for 730 days. Take mountaineering courses to learn about survival, routes, equipment, and diet. Practice climbing on smaller mountains for 2 to 3 years and make sure your practice includes steep faces, high terrain, night climbing, ice, and snow. Plunk down $25,000 to $60,000 for extra goats to keep you warm at night. Prepare for sudden extremes, like winds stronger than Cat 2 hurricanes and temperatures cold enough to make Paris Hilton put on clothes. Fast forward to actually arriving in country, where you'll climb to 5 camps at subsequently higher levels as you acclimate yourself, test your equipment, and monitor the environmentals to increase your chances of success. The day you decide to go, you must leave before sunrise with ample gear, a good guide, and a belly full of determination. And you thought calling on some grumpy prospects was hard. What time did you get up today? Your climb to the top requires, necessitates, demands base camps, ledges, plateaus to help you catch your breath, examine your situation, and build strength for the effort you must exert to reach the next level. If you move too quickly, your body will not acclimate and you will pass out or get sick and be forced to go down one or more levels or quit altogether. If you move too slowly, bad weather can strike and force you down or kill you, or you'll run out of money and supplies, which will force you to quit. See the similarities to reaching your business goals? Trees do not grow to the sky, stocks do not go straight up, and businesses do not grow without plateaus and even setbacks. If business is down today, is it because you did not adequately train and prepare? Did you move too fast, thinking the laws of business and finance and marketing did not apply to you? Did you move too slowly? Maybe out of timidity or insecurity, or because you did not have a great Sherpa to show you the way. Are you stuck at base camp today? If you view your base camp as a place for losers and the weak, you will soon find yourself weak and losing. Conversely, if you view them as places of rest and planning that empower you to prepare for the exciting opportunities ahead, you will not only enjoy the journey, you will most assuredly reach your summit. Any fool that's collected aluminum cans for a few weeks can afford an $89 plane ticket to get a Coke and a smile and some honey-roasted peanuts while perusing Sky Mall magazine. Real adventurers take the road less traveled and see the jagged edges and plateaus as toeholds and places of rejuvenation. And they always have a Sherpa to guide them. How high do you want to go? And do you have a Sherpa to assist you? I'm happy to provide you with this written guide and to be your Sherpa, if you allow me, as Laura has. And Laura is a testimonial that I had on another page. But, you know, how do you view these plateaus, these setbacks? You know, I'm in Bitcoin right now. I've been following it. Had a meteoric rise at the end of 2020 and early 2021. Golly, it went from 10 grand to like 41,000, 42,000, like fast. And then it's fallen off a little bit. Well, is that a good thing? Is it a bad thing? You know, I'm trying to teach my sons about, you know, the difference between fundamental investing and technical analysis. And as we look at, as I record this right now, Bitcoin's at 33,975.04. So I'm trying to explain how to look at things. You know, if you think the fundamentals have changed, then get out of Bitcoin. If you think the fundamentals are the same, then stay in it and add to your position during this drop. When do you add to your position? Again, if you believe in the fundamentals, just maybe you do your old dollar cost averaging. You keep putting in equal amounts at equal intervals. using some technical analysis. I've been showing them about head and shoulders patterns and flag patterns, and I'm not an expert at it. I can explain it. I can kind of do some of my own rough charting, but I'm wanting them to understand it, even if it doesn't work out. At least they're learning, right? They're looking, and in the study, they will gain additional insight and knowledge and wisdom. Okay, and so will you. So, and years ago, I want to say about 4 years ago, at least, maybe about 5 years, my son might have been a senior in high school. He had a little extra money, and he was interested in Bitcoin. And I said, put some money in, right? Put $1,000 in. I'm like, only until you put money into something will it have your attention. Okay? Because it's different. Investing, doing things on paper, it's far different than doing things with real money. And so he kind of paid attention. Then it went way up. Then it kind of crashed. And then it was just sitting there. It was kind of nagging him. And I remember back in October, it had kind of gone up back to where he'd broken even. You know, he said, hey, should I sell? You know, I said, do you need the money? Right? I knew he didn't need the money. He's like, no, but, you know, blah, blah, blah. It's, you know, come back up. And I'm like, why get out? Unless you need the money. Unless you need the money, don't get out. You know, and if you think the fundamentals are improving. So we talked about what the fundamentals are. What's the whole argument for Bitcoin? What's the risk? What's the argument, you know, for it? And we both agreed that the fundamentals hadn't changed. And now he's way up, right? Went away all the way to 42. Now it's at 33, almost 34. So I think the fundamentals are such that it's going to grow for a while. And it's going to grow very high. Yeah, but technically, I'm holding off adding to my position. I'm like, hey, let's study this. You know, I think it'll dip down a little bit more, maybe go sideways for a little while, and I'll put some more in. But it's worth reviewing. Sure enough, this head and shoulders pattern seemed to maybe be working. It broke the flag pattern to the downside. We're looking at some floors and some ceilings, and you know, it's not life or death. We don't have life changing money in it, so you know, let's learn. So, are you doing the same? Right? Are you taking time to dig in to truly understand what you're working on, what you're working in, what's working for you, what's working against you? You know, I talk all the time about jujitsu and resting when you're in a bad spot, resting when you're in a good spot. You know, sometimes you had a big scramble and you won and you don't have enough to finish the guy, but you know, we always say position before submission. Have you solidified your position? Even if you're in a good spot, you can ruin it by acting too abruptly, being cocky, being too overconfident. So position over submission. So whether you're in charge, you know, you're ahead or you're behind, sometimes you do have to rest. Okay? Use these plateaus. That's your toehold. That's your base camp. Okay? Resting is not foolish. Quite often you need to rest. Okay? And that'll help you with the sprint. So, moving on, is coffee really for closers? Put that coffee down. Coffee's for closers only. What an unfortunate line. It was uttered with great effect and impact by Alec Baldwin, who played a tough-nosed sales manager in the 1992 movie Glengarry Glen Ross. I say it's unfortunate because it continues to guide how new salespeople think they should act despite its near 30 years in the lexicon. But that's not the worst of it. This movie is based on the 1983 play by David Mamet that won the Pulitzer Prize in 1984. So this quote, this adage, this concept is closer to 40 years old. That's not the worst of it. The play is based on Mamet's experience working in a real estate office in the 70s, where he was the office manager responsible for handing out sales leads. So this quote, this adage, this concept is closer to 50 years old, yet it continues to shape and mold the sales industry to this day. But now, with the power of artificial intelligence, we know that the money is not made in the close. It's made in how you open, how you engage in dialogue, and how you help your prospects build their confidence. We know that because of people like Chris Orlop, over at Gong.io, who analyzed 25,537 B2B sales conversations with AI and discovered five critical points pertaining to opening, closing, and professional selling. In a nutshell, coffee is for openers, for humans, for non-closers. So enjoy the movie, enjoy your coffee. Enjoy being a human in the profession of sales, which will help you enjoy opening a lot more relationships and overflowing bank accounts. P.S. Do yourself a favor and listen to my interview with Chris on the Sales Podcast, session 233. Okay, or you can just Google Chris Orlob, the Sales Podcast, and you'll find it. Okay. Now, I mentioned Laura in the last one, and her testimonial is here. Wes has become an integral part of our sales training. We met in 2009 at the Infusionsoft conference, and we have been working together ever since. His approach is very straightforward and has really helped me and my sales team to gain more appointments, more commitments toward closing, and of course, more sales. I love when one of my salespeople come in and says, I used one of Wes's tools today and it really worked. Thanks for all the help, Wes. Looking forward to next month. How come I'm not helping you? Come on. MakeEverySale.com. You can get all the training on demand quite affordably. So invest in yourself on this new year, this COVID world. It'll help you. I guarantee it. Or join us on our weekly calls in TheImplementors.com. All right. Come on now. Come on. So let me see here. Maybe, well, one more chapter. Maybe two. We shall see. This one's not too long. But you do need to see the graphics. So you should get yourself a copy, a signed copy of this book, 79stories.info. Okay? You'll see the little graphic. I think it was a funny little meme I put on here. But anyway, this one is called The New ABCs of Selling. Alec Baldwin made another sales saying infamous in Glengarry Glen Ross when he flipped over his chalkboard to reveal two acronyms on sales, with the first being A, B, C. A, always. B, B. C, closing. Always be closing. Always be closing. But as evidence-based research has shown us, thanks to people like Chris Orlob and his team at Gong.io, this is not how to make every sale. This is why I say there is a new set of ABCs when it comes to professional selling today. And they include, always be concise. Your prospects have information. What they need is knowledge, wisdom, answers. Help them find their own truth as it pertains to their needs, timelines, abilities, and budget by giving answers they can understand and engaging them with questions they're too inexperienced to even ask. Always be courteous. Does this even need explaining? To be honest, this is for me more than it is for you. I can lose my cool when I'm dealing with those who are controlling, narcissistic, or who hide their inability to invest with me by being overly analytical or critical. But I digress. Always be curious. Curiosity may kill cats, but not knowing all the facts kills deals, which kills the careers of thousands of careless, overly confident salespeople every year. In fact, assumption malfunction is number 4 of the 7 deadly sins of selling. If you don't know something, ask or update your resume. Always be confident. Regardless your industry, you are selling confidence. Your prospects are swamped with data. They need you to let them know they are making the right decision. So know your stuff. Know yourself. Know how to conduct yourself in every sales encounter. That takes practice. That's what you will learn in the Make Every Sale community. Join today at MakeEverySale.com. Always be connecting. If you know the right people and the right people know you, you won't have to make cold calls or waste time and money on marketing campaigns that are too complex to be effective. Get out and get known. Always be calm. C, always be confident. Always be cautious. A deal is not a deal until the order is placed and the check has cleared the bank. Being optimistic is fine, as long as you're cautiously optimistic. In the book Extreme Ownership, retired Navy SEAL Jocko Willink, in the Victory MMA shirt, to the right with me, I got a picture there when I met him, did a little jiu-jitsu together, describes how he would ambush his men in training on their way home from an exercise, which is when the average fighter would let his guard down, thinking their planned engagement was over, and now it's time to head to the house. Your deal can die at any time, even after the order is placed, so stay cautious. Master these ABCs of selling, and you'll then be ready for the new ABCDEs of selling, which begin in the next episode, which I will hold off on doing. I've got to get ready myself for a little jiu-jitsu. Got to finish some writing, some things I'm working on. Got to get this to the team to get published and put out there. But look, a lot of good advice in there, right? Short, simple, sweet. Jot those down. What are your ABCs of selling? Closing is overrated. So figure out how you can adjust and apply these new ABCs of selling. If you need help, if you've got a team, if you're worried about what's coming in 2021, if you're optimistic about what's coming in 2021, right? Either way, you got to optimize the team. Let's talk. I'll come see you. We can do it virtually, whatever. I'll help your team. Bring them all together, your sales, your marketing, and your technology stack. I am uniquely positioned and experienced to tie those together, and they need to be tied together. You need to stop working in silos. People need to be getting along on the team. Marketing needs to understand what type of qualified leads the salespeople need. Salespeople need to understand the marketing message and the real value that they offer. Your technology stack, like your CRM, your SMS, your marketing automation, your quoting tools, need to be tied into all of that to minimize duplicate entry, to minimize wasted time and effort, to streamline and reduce complexities so your salespeople use the solution. You know, that gets into sales enablement, which is getting the right tools from the marketing team to the salespeople. It gets into your sales cadence, right? The playbook, what steps are taken and when, how are you reaching out, multimedia, multi-step, phone calls, physical mail, SMS, social media, email, voice broadcasts, okay? They all have a place. So if you're struggling with that, if you're questioning it, if you just want a second set of eyes, let me know, all right? That is what I do, along with the group training and on-demand training. So just go to thesaleswhisper.com, contact us, pick a time, and we will talk. Thanks for listening. I'll go sell something.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.